If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
As you've heard, the governor is saying Illinois restaurants and bars can open with limited outdoor seating today. Chicago restaurants not allowed to open just yet. And Sam Atoya is with us, president of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Sam, it's one step forward, isn't it?
One step forward. That's exactly right. As I was saying when the COVID-19 first hit us, I was saying it was one day at a time we had to take it here in the hospitality industry in Chicago. Now I say it's 1 hour at a time.
So now this weekend, we've got dry conditions here, so you'll be able to sit outside. What happens, though, if you're outside and you're eating and then all of a sudden you get a rainstorm or something? What happens then?
Good question, and I'm sure all your listeners are thinking the same thing. So we all know how the weather changes on a dime here in the city of Chicago, in the Chicago area. So obviously, restaurant owners and operators have been thinking this through. They're making sure they have umbrellas. They're making sure, some are putting tents up and, in parking lots and stuff. We got to make sure we have social distancing, but we need umbrellas, possibly tents. And remember, if you can take 50% or more of your wall down, that means open the windows, open the doors. You can go in 8 feet. You can go in 8 feet into your restaurant. As long as 50% of the wall, meaning the windows are open, doors are open, you can go into your restaurant. But again, we got to think this through. So what's going to happen is if it does start raining, customers going to have to get their food to go. That's what a lot of restaurant owners and operators have in place if rain does come. Pack up the food and you're going to have to take it home.
And Sam, would you suggest everybody make reservations ahead of time?
Oh, absolutely. You cannot congregate. So you have to make reservations before you go. Most restaurants are trying to keep each reservations to like an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, so they can turn over to tables. And remember, each table, you can have up to six people. You can't have more than six people at the table. So it's six people or less, and we have to do social distancing. That means the tables have to be 6 feet apart.
So as far as waiting areas, it's really being discouraged to congregate that way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. In the governor's Restore Illinois plan, when he rolled out his guides for phase three, you cannot have waiting. You have to make reservations, wait in your car, or come back. If you got a reservations at 5:30, you come back at 5:30. You can't come there at 5 o'clock and wait there. No.
And
can't do that.
If we've been calling up and getting food delivered or picking up curbside, that's going to continue every place, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, like I said, we're moving into phase three today. This is one step forward in getting our restaurants and bars open to have sit-down dining, but it's still not in the dining rooms. But restaurants will still do curbside pickup, delivery, carry out, and drive through. So it's just another step in getting our economy going.
I was looking at a news report on a recent study that showed a restaurant's biggest competition after the COVID-19 lockdowns are going to be home-cooked meals. And meanwhile, demand for delivery and curbside pickup is going to continue to grow. Is that what you're hearing and seeing?
Yes. I think most restaurant owners and operators are putting into their equation now that a delivery and carry out and curbside pickup will still keep growing as we move forward here. But I think that, as we keep moving on, if we do find treatment and or a cure or a vaccine for the COVID-19, that we will get back to having the great experiences we have in our restaurants throughout Chicagoland, throughout the country. But it's going to be a while. We have to take this slowly. So yes, delivery and carry out will still be growing, a growing part of restaurant business.
Sam Toya, president and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. Good luck to all. And Sam, we'll check in with you on Monday and see how it went over the weekend. Okay.
All right. Restaurants are looking forward to serving your listeners. Come in for a great experience, but make reservations before you come in. Social distancing is the number one thing to combat COVID-19. Thank you.